Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good morning and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And I'm here for my special review of a French white wine that I really haven't had before. So this is a blend. It's a different blend of white wine. And I'm getting a lot of good blends and different kind of wines from my subscription wines that are coming in. And this is a Princesse Joyeuse. Princesse Joyeuse Vin Blanc, and it's from that Georges Vigaroux. You know, if you notice, I had a couple of wines from the Georges Vigaroux vineyard, so I had that. But this one is a little different because the blend was something I was not familiar with. And you know, when you hear this Vin Blanc, it's like just a white wine. And when there's like a certain amount of different wines in there, a lot of times they either give it a name or they call it something else differently. But in this case, this is a combination of two different grapes. One is a Sauvignon Blanc, which, you know, I love Sauvignon Blancs anyway. It depends on where you get it from. But also is a Leon Liu. And Leon Liu, check this out. It's a really different color and really nice look of it. Look at it. So it's kind of clear. That's my glass, so don't worry about it. It's just my glass. So since I'm butchering the the kind of grape that that is actually part of, I'm going to spell it for you. And it's spelled L-O-I-N-D-E. L-O-E-I-L, Leon Dior. So if you take a look at this, this is a really good color, really crispy looking, and really wanted to try to figure out what it really is. But let's get a whiff of this and get the aroma out. So, getting a crispiness. I'm not getting the either floral or grassy smell to the point, and not really anything standing out. So I'm not getting any standout aromas from this. I mean, it's okay. It's nothing to stand out like, oh, how lovely this is. Lovely. I wanted it with some salad, something curly like, but let's get a taste. So lemony, lemon, I get a lot of lemon, maybe more lemon rind than anything. I'm not getting the lemony type of, you know, skin or within, or even juice. It's a rind taste. Their assessment is gooseberry and citrus. I don't know too much. I lean toward the citrus, but gooseberry, not a fan of gooseberry, so I couldn't tell you. But I'm just getting that regular lemony. I'm not getting anything that just says, here you go. This is really what I taste. It's just a crisp, lemony. It's dry too. Let me go back to that. But you should know that this is a French wine. And French region wines are always pretty dry. I'd say the percentage of them, 90% or better, are dry, which I like. So it makes you continue to drink it and fulfill your palate. And then that wine is practically gone. But pretty good. Pretty good. I think this is a good seasonal summery type wine. It doesn't have the complexities like a Sauvignon Blanc would be. I like that. That's why I'm a big fan of Sauvignon Blanc. But this Lion de Liole, I'm not sure what that is. It's not giving me anything different. And shall I have it like a standalone, then I can tell you the difference between the two. But with the two there, it's a lighter and less complex Sauvignon Blanc, which is okay. You know, it's just okay. So, Princesse Joyeuse. It's from the Gaillac region of France, western side. 2016, so interesting wine, a price point of $13.99. Not sure if you can get it any lower than that, but it's a low cost wine. This one is another one of the low cost wines. It's pretty good. So you look at that, and I'm drinking half of that way, dude. I'm all the way down, but I drunk it, and as the warm as it get in the season, you drink this down, and it's an easy drink. It's easy to drink, so I really enjoyed it. Chew, let me know what you think, and we'll see you next week on our next wine review. And you can reach me at BougieBlackBro on Instagram and give me your thoughts, because I'm really new to this type of grape. The blend was okay, but just give me your input. UrbanWineLife.com, go there for the reviews, and just hit me up on BougieBlackBro on Instagram and BougieBlackBro or UrbanWineLife on Twitter. Don't forget my Twitter, because I do respond on the Twitter. And if you want to see the wine, make sure you go to my YouTube channel, Bougie Black Brother Network. Love to get your comments. Thank you so much, and see you next week. Later.